English World Level 7 by Mary Bowen, Liz Hocking and Wendy Wren. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Class CD 1. Unit 1, pages 8 and 9. Reading.
Do you like art? Technology? Will Jones and Patsy Parker report on how these subjects meet in The Portrait Project.
City Hall was buzzing with excitement last week. More than 50 enthusiastic volunteers came for the start of a new arts and technology project for school students. Professor John Brown is running the project. In the project, A Portrait of Our Town, students create a portrait of the place where they live. Professor Brown of Hampton University explained to them,
"You must decide what to tell people about your town. You could tell them about buildings and places, or you could tell them about some of the people who live there. It's your chance, too, to give your own opinions. What is happening in your town now? How do you feel about it?"
The students were evidently motivated by the professor's questions. After the first session, there was a rush for the leaflets about the project. Groups of boys and girls began to discuss ideas. In the second session, Professor Brown talked about producing the portrait.
"You can decide what to use,"
he explained.
"Film, photography, recordings of voices, sounds and music, different kinds of writing and art. The only limit on what you can do is your own imagination."
The students are aged from 12 to 16, and they come from different schools in all parts of the town. They're going to work in groups of 4 to 6. Most students met for the first time at City Hall. They had to choose who they would like to work with. To help students to find out about each other, Professor Brown put up some message boards. One said, "I like." Others said, "I don't like." "I am interested in." Students were invited to respond by writing on pieces of paper and sticking them on the board. While they were busy writing and reading responses, Professor Brown explained that students from all over the country are creating portraits. Some of them live in very big cities.
"But they don't have to include the whole city,"
he said.
"They can construct a portrait of their part of it. It could be just their local neighbourhood."
We chatted to students at the message boards, a popular meeting place.
"This is great. I'm making new friends here today and I'm really enjoying it. I like making new friends."
"Reading the messages is fun. I'm interested in people and I like finding out about them."
15-year-old Laura Hardy is the first student who volunteered to take part in the project. She's the subject of this week's Patsy Parker interview.
Why did you want to do this project, Laura?
I thought it sounded interesting. We're going to meet every week to work on the project. At the end of the year, we are going to present our finished portraits. I like creating things, and I like looking at things and taking pictures of them.
Are you interested in photography?
Yes, I am. I'm interested in film too, and computers. I'm doing a computer animation project at school at the moment. I go to a computer club every Monday.
Which school do you go to?
I go to West Hill Academy.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I've got one brother, Jack. We go to the same school, and he's here today too. Somewhere, but I can't see him. He's probably looking at the message board, or he's chatting to someone. He likes talking to people.
What things do you like?
Cartoon films and surfing the internet.
Do you have any dislikes?
Not really, but I don't like going to the dentist much.
Me neither.
Good luck to all the students working on the project. We'll tell you how they get on later in the year.